Lord, we just give you the honor and praise, and we just thank you right now. But we're going to go right on, and we're going right into our scripture. And we just lift up all our voices, and we just sing and thank God. Our scripture this morning is coming from John 11:26 and John 10:27. And I'm reading John 11:25-26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And John 10 says, "My sheep hear my voice." Somebody say, my sheep. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Somebody say, never perish. "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Amen. Y'all, let's just say who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Y'all, today we're going to be talking about life and life everlasting, the upgrade. Somebody say the upgrade. What does it mean to upgrade? Well, this morning we're talking about upgrading. That means to raise something to a higher standard. You improve by adding or replacing components. An upgrade is to add to enhance, to redo, to update, to remodernize, or to modernize, or to reform. Somebody say update. Today we're going to be talking about death and dying. And we're moving from on death and dying to life with the risen Christ. Amen. Now, this is coming from a young lady named Elizabeth Kubler Ross. And we're talking about on death and dying and the upgrade in that, because I don't know about you all, but it seems like no matter which way we turn, which way we go, we are always, somebody's always going home. Amen. And they're going home, and we are having to deal with the presence, their absence, and all of the way that feels to us on a day-to-day basis, whether we're in the moment and it's sudden, or we are with the person and they are healed into eternity. Amen. So Kubler-Ross was a Swiss-American psychiatrist, and she was a pioneer on near-death experiences. And she has a great book for those who are going through the process on death and dying. And I thought it would be a great topic to do an update on. Because while this is a great topic, and it is, I just want to add some of the things from the kingdom with it that we may be able to apply. And we're told that her work helped modernize or revolutionize the care of terminally ill patients and those who need pain control as they are on that pathway towards, I'm calling it, life everlasting. Amen. We tend to think of life in terms of life and death. But this morning, I would like to invite y'all with me on this journey called life and life everlasting. Amen. Now, Kubler-Ross gives us 5 stages. And those stages of the grief cycle for her are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then you have finally you accept it. And the denial is when we are avoiding that moment. We are in confusion. Sometimes you feel elated, you're shocked, and you consume with fear. Then you may be feeling anger because we don't understand why, and the frustration, and we're irritated and we have anxiety. And of course, we may be bargaining, trying to come up with reason, trying to understand. We have that feeling of helplessness, and we just want to run and get away. And then there's the depression that comes along with it. And that's where we're struggling to find meaning. And we're trying to tell a story or tell a new story. And finally, she says acceptance. And that's where you explore your options before moving on or as you move on. And while I appreciate Kubler-Ross, the one thing that I missed on this was what I saw was the absence of Christ. I know whenever we go to the world to get answers, they give us what the world says. So I thought it would be a good idea to combine what the world offers with us with what the Holy Spirit offers us. Somebody say the absence of Christ. Kubler-Ross deals with hers from the absence of Christ. And our upgrade this morning, our upgrade is moving from life to death, beginning to the end, but to life and life everlasting. Somebody say life everlasting. We're told in John 3:16 that God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Have y'all ever thought about what that looks like for us? Have everlasting life. You know, in the story of Lazarus, Lazarus had died. And in this case, we have to use that because that's the word that the Bible used. Lazarus had died. But when Jesus came to comfort Mary and Martha and their friends, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. And the one who believes in me will live even though they die." Somebody say, the one who believes in Christ will live even though they die. And he goes on to say, whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And then he asked Mary and Martha the question, do you believe this? Do y'all believe that this morning? I tell you what, you know, I've been thinking about it. And I've just been thinking about an upgrade. How can we upgrade? How can that song says, Lord, lift us up where we belong? How can we, as children of the Most High God, believers in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, get an upgrade on how we go through the grieving process? How do we do it? And 1 Thessalonians tells us we do not grieve like the rest of the folks, like we have no hope. Somebody say, we have a hope. We have a hope. And that hope is in the presence of Christ. It is the spiritual way. Whenever it gets dark, whether we're having pain in our body, trying to figure out how to resolve an issue or whatever, that's where it is really important that we remember we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And as children of the Most High God, it is that spirit that takes us over and that brings us that peace which surpasses all understanding. Amen. Again, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Ask somebody, are you following Jesus today? So whenever we think about going through the grief process and we're facing life difficulties, one of them is that we redo and re-enhance these models or this particular model by focusing on Christ. We focus on Christ's promise. And think about it. Christ's promise is life-focused. Somebody say life-focused. You know, we have to make a shift Because, see, in the world, we see it all over television. We see it in the books. We see it everywhere. And we see things from life and death. That's what we've been taught, life and death. But Jesus says he is inviting us to shift from life and death to the upgrade of life and life everlasting. See, our minds are to be transformed to a new life view. Somebody say new life view. And that new life view is resurrection. Redefining life and redetermining how we look at life. It's a literal act of changing from the human experience to the spiritual one. Somebody say, Lord, help me be more spiritual. Lord, we need God to help us be more spiritual because Jesus said, I give them eternal life. And they will never perish. Can y'all just walk with me to see what that looks like for a minute? I used to think that life and life more abundantly meant, you know, we live, go through the difficulties, something good happened, and then we experience the abundance. But then I started thinking about what the presence of Christ in all of our ways of thinking does for us. Even when we're in pain, even when we are confused, we can look at life from a resurrection point of view. Somebody say resurrection. Resurrection. And with resurrection, that means we have non-conformity. That means we are determined to look at things the way Jesus said. No matter what the doctor says, no matter what the situation looks like, we are going to stand in a place of life and life everlasting. Amen. Somebody says the soul does not die. The soul does not die. So guess what? We keep living eternally. What does it look like? What does it feel like? I can't wait to get to the sweet by and by, but there's a joy in knowing that we've got everlasting life, both here and there. That gives us the joy. It gives us the power. It gives us the energy to trust in God. And then whenever we are trying to use practical processes to help us navigate through the challenges and the different situations, I don't even like to say difficulties anymore, the different situations in life, because things come upon us and all we got to do is choose, are we going to call it different or are we going to call it difficult? It's up to us, because things are different. They may seem difficult, but let's say we define our own experiences. Amen. This isn't challenging exactly. It's a change from what I was expecting. And so the more we are able to redefine and call things, that is what helps us to be empowered, to have our spirit man build up. Amen. And so we go from, Kubler-Ross says, denial. But whenever we put the Holy Spirit in there, we dwell in Christ. Where we are angry and we're having pain and we're trying to figure things out, that's where we search with Christ. It may be hard to understand. We may not know why, but the word says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open, and ask and it will be given unto you. So we go from anger to searching because we're bringing the presence of Christ in with us. And we refuse to conform. Amen. Then instead of bargaining, that's where we choose God's promises. Amen. You know, it says to us when we choose God's promises, it says no one can serve two masters. Either they will hate the one or love the other. And you will be devoted to one, or we will despise the other. That's where we have to choose where we're going to dwell. That's where we choose how we're going to be present with the Lord. That's how we choose, like the word says, he'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. So bargaining becomes choosing. Now, we've talked about the elimination process before. And depression, because we are going to feel sad. But the word does say, Jesus promised in his Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So while we are in that place of depression, another way we can look at it as elimination. He's removing all of those things out of us that we don't understand. All of those things that are keeping us from getting into his presence. All of those things is a renewing and it's a cleansing process in God. So we don't feel all happy, joy, feeling good. You just might be kind of down and out. But that's all right because we have to be still. Somebody say, be still. We have to just be. Somebody say be. Be is breathe easy. B-E, breathe easy. Somebody say be, breathe easy. We're going to practice breathing easy for a minute here this morning. I'm one of those people that whenever things get to going with me, I do this right here. Y'all see my leg? And I'll rock. Because sometimes I just can't calm myself down. Now, I do it whenever I get ready to get the Holy Spirit, too. But whenever I am just trying to relax, I hear the Holy Spirit say, just be. Believe in Christ. Just breathe. So, y'all, let's practice breathing together. Breathe in with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in again. Breathe out. And that gives the Holy Spirit enough time to just soothe us. We give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to come in and just calm us down. That's where the peace which surpasses all understanding. It just comes in and it guards our heart. It guards our mind. And our thoughts can stop racing for a moment. And we can just hear and know that God is God. Can y'all feel God's presence? And when we just be, we believe in the everlasting. We believe in everything good that comes from God. And we just trust in him and we know that God is God. And then the acceptance, that's the same as embracing Christ's peace. See, the closer we get to God, we can feel his arms wrapped around us. And sometimes I've taken to doing this. Sometimes I'll get a pillow and I'll just hold it and feel God's arms wrapping around me as I wrap around myself and hold on to that pillow. Because, see, when we're going through this, we're going through that, and we're going through the other, and we're seeking answers, we're seeking understanding, it's important for us to embrace God's peace. It's important for us to embrace God's truth. So when we go from the risen Christ, or when we go to the risen Christ and life everlasting, these are some scriptures that we can remember. Radical nonconformity is right there, Romans 12:2. Do not conform to this world, but we are being transformed, and we are embracing God's presence. It may start off with denial, but guess what? We're going to get over here and dwell. will dwell, Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And when we get to dwell and we get to trust in God, one says, trust in God. Might have to listen to a song to soothe your spirit to remind us. Trust in God according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct our path. We got to hold fast to God. That's where Psalms 23 is, that standby sure scripture for us to stand on. And I love James 4:8. Draw near to God. If we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. Songwriter said, draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. And so we start seeking and searching. It's all right. You can see, we're spiritual beings having this human experience. That human experience start getting to us, but that's where we have to remember spirit. We just might have to say Holy Spirit. We just might have to do like the song and say Jesus, 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 Jesus. But we seek and search and we do it with Christ. Oh, and then he'll speak to us with one of his sweet, sweet words from John 14. And he'll say it softly. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Somebody say, believe also in me. Oh, yes. And in Revelations, they say, blessed are those who hear and keep what is written for that time. We never know when the time is near. We never know what word we're going to have to pull off on. But when we're searching and seeking, that word will find us. And then we go to choosing God's promise. And that's when I like Joshua, choose ye this day whom you must serve. Who are we going to serve? Who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve our fears? Are we going to serve our anxiety? Are we going to serve our worries? And that's why Jesus tells us in John 10, my sheep listen to my voice. I know y'all have heard God speak to you. It may come to you in a song. The song my sister sang, I've been singing it off and on this week, I will exalt thee. You sang that version, but the sister sang the exalt, I will exalt thee song a few weeks ago, and I've been hearing it. We have to exalt the Lord. We lift him up and his presence will come to us. Yes, he will. Word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. You know, you've got to be in a spiritual place. And I have to try to get away from myself. I'm one of those people that if I'm not careful, Holy Spirit will just take me away from me. Take me to look at the word. Take me to a song. I might have to get up and move or something. But God's presence moves us, and it's because we choose him first. And we listen to his voice, and he gives us eternal life. I just like knowing we will never perish. I mean, from going, you know, story time. I remember when my father passed, my granddaddy really, in 2000. Boy, I was torn apart because all I knew was life and death. That's when I learned about Kubler-Ross, because I wanted to get through it and I wanted to understand. And I was taking a class on death and dying. And it worked. It did. My daddy left. It wasn't so bad. And y'all know my mom just left. And I'm telling you, I'm so glad the bridegroom came for, because that's where this is coming from for me this morning. I never thought about her dying. I don't know about y'all, but I just don't think about death anymore. because I got to believe what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say, oh, she gonna live and die. No, 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 no. He says they shall never perish. That makes me feel good. Can I see her? No. Can I hear her? If I sit real still and listen. But there's something about the name Jesus. Whose report? Here we go. Whose report are we going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? I've had a broken heart. I've laid up in a ball and cried. And I said, Jesus, I need some help. He says, well, don't think of that. I'm not a death dealer. I'm a life giver. Somebody say life giver. Jesus is a life giver. Life giver. I hope y'all remember this plant of seed, because I still got some loved ones in my life. Everybody living. Where I see them, it's the celebration. We live, we live. That's what life and life more abundantly finally came to mean for me. We live here. Boy, and we get them wings. Whether the bridegroom or whether the groom comes, they go into that place, that prepared place. And don't forget what they told us once before. Whether we are wise or whether we are foolish, God is always kind to us. So he knows that human nature in us is going to get up in us and we're going to be some strange people doing some strange things. We are living in a strange land. Oh, but that's when we got to get back over there and be wise. Hold fast. Somebody say hold fast to the promise. And that's when we depend on God. We shift from that depression. We can acknowledge it doesn't feel good. But that's where we have to ask, help me get in your presence. When we depend on God, we know in his presence there's fullness of joy. Oh, and my favorite one, when we get in his presence and that thing that feels like depression start coming, sometimes you got to shake it out. And that's when we will know he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because we trust in God. Somebody say, trust in God. Somebody say, I trust in God. I've got to trust in God. And then Kubler-Ross says acceptance. I can deal with acceptance, but y'all remember what I said about acceptance once before. Jesus' name is not the prince of accepting the unacceptable. See, I think that's why I've struggled with understanding life and death the way I did, because we're trying to accept something that's not acceptable, that's not truth. Death is not anything God ever meant for us to accept. It's life. So here we are trying to accept something. You can't accept something. That's why it hurts. That's we're trying to make our mind grab hold to something. Our soul knows it's not true. So Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So what we do is we embrace God's peace. We can call it acceptance if you want to be here, but I like the idea of embracing God's peace. Feeling his arms and his peace. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Then he says, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Somebody said, Jesus is peace. Jesus is peace. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Isn't that something wonderful? Make me think about the song you sung a little while ago, Brother Jerry. Whenever you said, wonderful rest, you sang, Jesus, keep me near the cross that Sunday. You had that beautiful vamp. Beautiful rest. Beautiful rest. That's what God promises us. Beautiful rest. The upgrade for today, everybody, is everlasting life. Can somebody say everlasting life? Stand on your feet with me this morning. And we thank God for everlasting life. We thank God for a new way to look at our life experiences, because as spiritual beings, we have to have that experience that is more like the Savior, more like Christ. And we can bring our spiritual aspect into whatever social, worldly things we learn. Because guess what? Sometimes we may not have a resource, but guess what source we do have? We have God's source. And he will write it and he will fix it so that whenever we use it, that spirit guides us through it. And we'll be victorious. Somebody say we're more than conquerors. We'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord, because we'll be present in the spirit and he'll be present in our situation and he'll lift our hearts so we can sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray this morning. Oh, gracious and perfect Lord, we thank you for the upgrade. Lord God, you're always teaching us something new. You're always giving us the way to be more wise and firmly planted in you. And Lord, we just thank you, because you know what we need when we need it. And Lord, you know how to add to. You know how to take from. You know how to enhance, and you know just what we need so that we can move from that place called denial to dwelling in you. You can help us move from a place of anger to a place of seeking and searching and finding you. We no longer have to bargain. All we got to do is choose your promises, God. No longer do we have to be down and out, because you are cleansing us and you're renewing us and you are giving us a new spirit in you. And Lord God, we accept your truth. We embrace your peace. We let you make peace with us so we can make peace with the situations, whatever they may be. That's why we thank you for being the risen Christ and our life everlasting. And for this, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord. You know everybody's need here today. You know every home situation. Lord, we just ask for a special blessing, a special move, a special gift of your spirit for all those who are here and all who are listening. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for life and life everlasting. Thank you for the upgrade of knowing, because you live, we live. And for this, we give you all glory, all honor, and power. For it is in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen.